wants to say something.
Hello. I want to tell you all about the nature of this Super Session gig here. Now, the history of the Super Session gigs is this. The first Super Session gig was a record session that Alan called me to play on. And I came and played on it for one day and recorded half the record and left. And then Steven recorded with Alan the other half of the record, and the record come out under the name Super Session. And at that time, Alan and I had played together once or twice in our lives, and we played on that date. Then after that, shortly after, we played a Super Session gig at Fillmore. We practiced 4 days with a band from the neighborhood, and we played 2 nights on the gig, and the third night, I got insomnia and didn't come to the gig, and we didn't play. And so altogether, that means we played together around 8 times. Now comes this gig, and this gig, we came to New York a few days ago, and everyone, well not everyone, but 2 of us had the flu, and we practiced, and the musicians on this job are Jerry Dramont's playing bass, and John Cressy is playing drums, and Paul Harris is playing piano, and we're playing, and this is the nature of this Super Session, and so now we're gonna play.
So guess for us to bring on Michael Bloomfield, Al Kooper, and their friends.